The province has scrapped plans for a new pedestrian overpass that was proposed to be constructed across the Trans-Canada Highway between Beverly Street and James Street, York Road, for now. Instead, the Ministry of Transportation and Transit is planning to construct a raised center median along the Trans-Canada Highway from James Street to Beverly Street this summer to prevent jaywalking and direct pedestrians to the adjacent signalized crosswalks at Beverly Street and at James Street. Unfortunately, funding for the overpass has not yet been secured, an official statement said. The overpass remains in the province's future plan, and the timing will depend on funding availability. The raised median will replace the existing two-way left-turn lanes at the commercial driveways and restrict these to right-turn movements only. The median will include new street trees for shade and beautification, and the existing landscaping will be replaced by a concrete surface with openings for the new trees. The work is anticipated to be completed by the spring of 2026. Exact dates of construction, hours of work, and lane closure plans are unknown at this point, and this information will be shared by the province when it becomes available. Deborah Toporowski, MLA for the Cowichan Valley, said despite the delay in building the pedestrian overpass, MOT's top priority is on improving safety for students and other pedestrians near the new 1,100-student Kawatsan Secondary School on nearby University Way. She said the raised center median project along the TCH is a short-term safety improvement while discussions continue on building the pedestrian overpass when the funding becomes available. North Cowichan had brought up some concerns with the design of the overpass, so maybe some adjustments can be made, Toporowski said. The ministry will be working with the municipality, Cowichan tribes and the Cowichan Valley School District to discuss the next steps in finding a long-term solution for walkers and cyclists in that area. North Cowichan Mayor Rob Douglas said he's disappointed the province has decided not to move forward with the pedestrian overpass project at this stage. He said it was going to be an important safety feature for high school students from the new school and other pedestrians crossing the busy TCH. It is also part of the highway corridor management plan to encourage more active transportation by making infrastructure more pedestrian and bike-friendly, Douglas said. But it's a provincial project and that's the decision that has been made at this time. Jeff Rowan, a spokesman for the Cowichan Valley School District, said the school district is waiting for more information from the ministry on the change in plans. But he said the school district, regardless of what is now planned, supports the safety of everyone crossing the highway in that area. Currently, there are no safe options for people to cross the highway between Beverly Street and James Street, York Road intersections, a distance of more than 700 meters on the busy four-lane roadway. Approximately 30% of all pedestrian movements across this section of the highway are against existing signed pedestrian restrictions, or in areas where at-grade pedestrian crossings may not be safe. With the recent opening of the new high school, the number of people crossing the highway to reach restaurants and businesses has grown considerably. Last year, North Cowichan's council had issues with the design of the pedestrian overpass that was presented by the ministry and decided to send a letter to the ministry requesting that other design options be considered. But the ministry replied that it wouldn't consider any changes due to safety and financial considerations, and North Cowichan's council decided to send another letter to the ministry expressing support for the overpass without any changes.